Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for spending this time with us. We are going through this little book called 7 Ways to Choose Healing by Stephen Arterburn. And I thought, who doesn't need healing? You know, our lives are one of pain, and we always need healing. So it applies to every single one of us. We've been reading in the section, God doesn't quit on us. God will not ever give up. He loves you. He knows what is best for you. And deep down, God's best is all we really need. In some mysterious way, God is asking if you want to get well. Will you give up your old ways for His ways? In fact, it takes a great deal of humility to get well. Jesus asked the man beside the pool of Bethesda if he wanted to get well. And we can ask the same things of ourselves. Do you want to get well? Say yes. Say yes. And then it all begins. It all begins with that little yes. And today we can choose healing. Our verse is, even in your old age and gray hairs, I am He. I am He who will sustain you. I have made you and I will carry you. I will sustain you and I will receive you. Isaiah 46:4. I decided to go to counseling myself. I thought, you know, as you grow old, you have a lot of things that have piled up and you just need once in a while someone who is totally objective that can help you through some tough times. And in the process of my own counseling, the lady said, Rose, it appears that no one has ever really cherished you. Or you, you know, I go, well, I felt cherished. I didn't maybe have a lot of demonstrative affection, because in those olden days when I was a kid, your parents, you know, did not show that much affection to you. But I said, I believe that Jesus cherishes me and Jesus cherishes you. So today, if you don't feel cherished by any human being, you know that you are cherished by Jesus Christ. He thought of you before He put you together in your mother's womb. Just say that to yourself 100 times today and know that Jesus cherishes you. Well, we have a few prayer requests. I just love to hold that up to Jesus. He knows everything that we need. We're going to pray today for Laura, who is asking for prayer. She says she feels selfish to ask for prayer because she knows there's many people who are hurting far more than her. But what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. And she's just been hurt by some of the people in her church. So don't let that hurtness get in the way. Dear Lord, we pray for Laura that she will not be easily offended, that she will know that you cherish her and love her. And then we also pray for Linda, whose 3-year-old son is on life support. Please be with them. And then we pray for Tammy, whose friend Scott is in ICU with a blood infection. Oh, dear Lord, all these prayer requests. And we pray for another mother who's has children, a couple of children, but her mother has passed away. Her husband left her. She feels very alone. So, dear Lord, be with that family. Thank you, Jesus, for hearing our prayers and for loving us. And save us in Thy kingdom. Come quickly, Lord. All this I pray in Thy holy name. Amen. Ta-da! Arts and crafts. And today we're going to talk about drums. All week long, we're honoring the indigenous people of America. And it's so fascinating. There's so many good documentaries and things on YouTube or Amazon Prime or Netflix, whatever you might have. You might want to look up something like that and just let your children watch. One I particularly like is called America Before Christopher Columbus. So good. Anyway, these drums, you can look on my Pinterest site. I was able to find something similar to what I'm thinking about. And it would be in geography and social studies. I put it on that board, geography and social studies. And my call letters for Pinterest are MRGamblin2. And you can go there and see a picture of a drum. But I like to make my drums a little more Indian looking. That was quite an artistic one there. I like to paint them with tempera paint, or I like to cover them with construction paper. And I like to use anything that can possibly be made into a drum. Here again is a wonderful way of connecting math to art, because you can talk about circumference, which we talked about yesterday. You can talk about how do you find the surface area if you're going to cover this drum with a piece of construction paper. What size of construction paper do you need? And you can, you know, they can visually see, oh, I have to have a rectangle of construction paper that fits around the drum. So when you begin to talk about surface area of cylinder objects, your drums fit right into that. I use things like big cottage cheese cartons or sour cream cartons. I use things like empty oatmeal cans and anything that's nice and round. The big number 2 tin cans, they make lovely tin drums. And so we make drums, but at the same time, we're connecting it to our curriculum in the subject of learning about surface area, and you can even extend it into volume. And all of this then makes learning really fun. So have fun learning. Questions parents ask. So this is a question, and it's coming from Catherine. How often do you do science and history? This is our first year homeschooling, and most days we just barely get through the basics. Well, you might be putting too much into the basics. I look at 10 math problems done a day as a good rule of thumb. So you don't have to do everything that the book tells you to do. That's a resource for you. Science and history are two of the most interesting subjects because they can be project-based. So when you assign a science project, call it a STEM project, that way you can expand it to technology, engineering, and math. When you do a STEM project, then it can be an ongoing project. It can be something that they work on throughout the week when they get their other work done. It can be a motivator. So for example, our STEM project right now is we are doing leaf rubs, and everyone has to get at least 10 different leaves. And we don't have a whole lot of time for it, but it sure is fun. We love doing those leaf rubs and then looking in the books and finding what leaves they are, or going online and trying to identify them. And then social studies, we're learning the states, and there's a lot of neat games, both card games, table games that help you learn the states. And that, too, is a fun thing to do. So when you think about your history and you think about your science, you know, you can call it social studies and STEM. That I do twice a week. So I always have a STEM project and I always have a social studies project. And we just do work on it twice a week. And we set the other stuff aside. If we didn't get through it, we didn't get through it. There's always tomorrow. And so you can kind of take some of that pressure out. Well, I hope you stay tuned for the second half of the show. We have an interesting interview.
You've got questions? God has answers, and they're all found in the Bible. Welcome to God's Treasure Chest. I'm Charles Mills. Let's see what's hiding in God's Word today.
My parents got a divorce 3 months ago. My mom, who got the divorce, makes fun of my dad. But he wants to get along. What should I do?
Parents divorce for a lot of reasons. The process leaves hearts hurting and minds searching for ways to cope. One way of coping is to make fun. Other ways include violence towards self or family, anger at God, becoming a hermit, getting married a whole bunch of times right in a row, or even stalking the ex-husband or wife just to make life miserable for him or her. All of these actions spring from a deep sense of loss or failure. Your mother is probably hurting. To cover her true feelings, she makes fun of your father. And here you are, trying to be a kind, loving son to both parents. Tough assignment. Consider this. When your mom makes fun, don't join in. Just gently say, "He's still my dad, and I love him, just like I love you." Ask God to give you wisdom to meet this challenge. Like David, tell him, "From birth I have relied on you. You brought me forth from my mother's womb. I will ever praise you." Psalm 71:6 NIV. Then show your parents the proper Christian way to love. If you'd like to learn more about God and His amazing treasure chest, write for your free kids-only Bible course. The address is Treasure Chest, P.O. Box 53055, Los Angeles, California, 90053. Discover the many answers waiting for you in God's Treasure Chest.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Gamblin, and I come to you each week through the programs of Homeschool Companion, and I'm so blessed to be part of MRG Media Radio Ministry, and I'm giving you the opportunity to be part of it too. We can't stay on the air without your financial support, so take a moment right now during our fundraiser to call you with a gift of any size. As a token of my appreciation for your gift, I have a gift for you, so be sure you call. And my gifts consist of some books that I've written that I've autographed for you. So be sure and call us, 301-824-3162. That's 301-824-3162. Or write to MRG Media at P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783. That's P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Homeschool Companion. I'm Dr. Rose Gamblin, and today we're going to talk with Jeff McLendon, and we are talking about Day for the Unreached. We just heard some great testimonials about the love of Jesus coming to someone in a very primitive country, but even in our own homes and even in our own communities, there are people there that don't know about Jesus. And so wherever you are, you can always participate because you can always reach those that are unreached. So, Jeff, tell me about what your organization does for those war-torn countries like Syria and the Middle East.
Yes, absolutely. Those are real challenges, of course, and many of those war-torn areas are steeped in different religious traditions. Christianity is not extremely popular in some of those locations, and so it's a real challenge, but it's also something that we've discovered is that people who are struggling in those circumstances are beginning to see that the faith that they have held toward Islam, for example, is something they're becoming disillusioned with because they see the strife. They see and experience the challenges there, the persecution that they are receiving from their own people and so forth. And so many are looking for answers. They're looking for solutions, and they're very, very open to a message about a God who loves them, not a God who causes them to war with each other. And so we're having many opportunities to deal with refugees that are pouring out of those countries and into Eastern Europe, for example, and into Greece and into those countries like Germany and so forth that are receiving thousands and thousands of refugees. But we're also having opportunities to deal in those countries themselves. I can't talk too much about some of that activity because it would put people at risk.
Right.
So we have to be careful there. But just to give you an example of how this Alliance for the Unreached has worked, we're working together not just to promote this day for the unreached, but also in ministry activities where some of us can do certain aspects of ministry outreach, and we're able to partner together on that. I'll give you a good example. OM, or Operation Mobilization as it's known, and Bibles for the World did work together on a couple of different refugee projects to get God's Word into the hands of people who were flowing out of Syria and into Germany. And so OM had boots on the ground. They had missionaries who were working there closely with those refugees. And they asked us if we could provide scriptures that were parallel Arabic and German. And
wow.
So we focused specifically on the Gospel of Luke, because the Gospel of Luke is a very, very easy gospel to read. It tells the story of Jesus in such a wonderful way. And their missionaries were teaching and preaching from the Gospel of Luke, and they were able to read both in German and in Arabic. And so that's a wonderful example of the partnership that is taking place there. In countries, we're providing scriptures to some of the ministries that are working in some of these very difficult, war-torn areas. And again, for security purposes, I can't talk too much about those. But there's pastor training involved, where people are actually going back into their home countries and planting churches, Christian churches, in these hardcore Muslim areas where there had been nothing but strife and difficulties for the last several years. So God's at work, and we're seeing some marvelous things happen as a result.
Now, do you find that the North American church is kind of in the Laodicea mode and is maybe more difficult to reach than these war-torn countries?
It's a little bit of a challenge because, you know, we have so many cultural things that are going on here that are challenging. And some of us old hardline conservative Christians are struggling with our own cultural changes here. But I think it's one of those cases where we believe that, you know, Bible literacy is something that is a real problem here in the United States again. And people aren't familiar with the scripture. They see the Bible as maybe a big fable or something along those lines. And we're trying to work together to bring Bible literacy back to our culture as well and encourage people the message of Christianity is a message for today. It's a timeless message. It's a message that changes people's hearts, gives them hope. And again, we absolutely need that in our country. But we absolutely know that our responsibility is to fulfill the Great Commission, and that is to help make disciples of all nations. And
yes.
The interesting thing is, of course, is when that happens, then the Lord will return. And we're looking forward to that, certainly.
That's, you know, that motivates everything that we do, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Motivates why I do, why I'm interviewing you. I want to get the good news out about Jesus Christ soon coming. And our listeners can go to dayfortheunreached.org and learn more. Every day we need to do something for the unreached.
Absolutely.
We need to wake up in the morning and say, today I'm doing something for my neighbor, or I'm doing something for that student, or I'm doing something for a colleague.
Absolutely. And if I can encourage people, when you go to the website, we actually have some things that will be helpful to you.
Yes.
Describe
we have something called a Great Commission Action Guide. And what does that mean? Well, it tells you what you as a believer can do to be involved in helping to reach unreached peoples. There's material there that will tell you who are we talking about when we're talking about unreached peoples. There are things that you can pray for. There are things that you can do. There are things that you can learn. So we'd encourage you to go and get this free Great Commission Action Guide at the website. All you have to do is download it, and it's there. We actually have sermon outlines for pastors to be able to teach and preach on this. We have bulletin inserts. We even have radio spots that are already recorded, and you can share these with your local radio station and tell people that this is something we want to get behind. I encourage you to participate on May 20th because we're going to have a live Facebook event. And that live Facebook event will be about a 90-minute program, and it's going to be hosted by Focus on the Family this year. So we're really looking forward to that. We're going to be having some wonderful music. Phil Stacy, who is a great Christian recording artist and was a former American Idol, will be there doing some music for us. We have representatives of all of the ministries who are part of the Alliance for the Unreached there. We're going to have video snapshots from around the world in areas where people are at working with unreached peoples, and give you a little bit of a view of what is God doing in these areas to draw people to himself. So that's on February 20th, and it'll be a live Facebook event.
May 20th.
Yes. And that'll be a live Facebook event. And again, you can find out more about that on dayfortheunreached.org.
And tying it in with my heart for students, the public school system itself is a huge unreached
Absolutely.
Mission field.
Absolutely.
And our biggest missionaries are our students in every level that are willing to go and look at their job to reach their classmates. They can say and do things that the teachers can't do or the administration can't do, but the students can. So anytime we can provide tools for our students in every level, elementary, middle school, secondary, higher ed, praise God, because
Amen.
There's a, you know, the mission, there are missionaries there, but they're not carrying the good news of Jesus Christ, and we need our students to do that. So,
Rose, I have to tell you how much I appreciate your ministry, because we're an old homeschooling family as well. You know what? 38 years worth of homeschooling in our
God.
Family. So that's five
God.
Kids and more grandkids and so forth. So we're delighted to be able to be a participant here on
yes.
your program today.
I mean, every family is educating their children, mm-hmm. whether they send them to brick and mortar or homeschool, but homeschool is ideal.
Amen.
You know, it really is. So thank you for spending this time with us. Please go to the website dayfortheunreached.org to learn more, and we look forward to the Facebook event May 20th, where we will kick off this great Day for the Unreached, mm-hmm. based on the Apostolic Church and the Day of Pentecost. Thank
Absolutely.
You so much for being with us. We'll have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.